All right, guys, we've got some updated information in regards to these towers that are popping up all over the place. Looking in detail at some of the things going on here, and Arizona is one of the locations that we're seeing a lot of activity. I'm going to run some video footage here and leave a link, a lot of links, and talk about this more after you guys see this here. But I want you to hear what's going on here in southern Arizona as of right this moment.
This is the same tower that we've been talking about popping up all over the country. Right now I'm in southern Arizona where I live. That way is Tucson. That way is the border with Mexico. This is one of those secret towers that are popping up all over the country, specifically in the Southwest. Talk a little bit more about that when I get back into the studio. No, there is no studio. It's just my house. But anyway, this is the deal. It's the real deal. These are not cell towers, even though they'll try and tell you they're cell towers. And the reason why we know that is because we've questioned all of our friends who use AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, any other cell phone carriers. Nobody's signal down here, and we have lousy cell coverage. Nobody's signal has been strengthened since this tower went up. I'm going to have my camera lady just show you how they've tried to... Yeah, they're not really trying to hide it, but go ahead and take all the way up. You can see they try and make it as inconspicuous as possible. This is a military facility. As she brings the camera back down, I want you to see it uses an inordinate amount of power. And as we've seen from documents and the PDF documents from government websites, these are to help troops, which will eventually be stationed here, communicate probably with Washington, D.C. Fort Huachuca is not far from here. Davis-Monthan is not far. Folks, I'm telling you, they're closing in on us. It's starting to happen. I'm going to go back to the studio right now. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. Thanks.
And this is a look at the video I put out here not long ago over on Dabu77 showing these PSSG towers. Now, what's interesting is in this, I show the military PDF at the website, Department of Army. Take a good look at it here because it no longer is accessible. They have seemingly removed it. I've got it in this video over here, and I'll leave plenty of links. But it shows what the PSSG, this PSSG tower, is used for. And it says PSSG tower. You can see right there, there was no denying it. And you can get the background on everything that happened here in this video. When you see it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. This is now the second place in Arizona. Because Pastor Steve, he is down near the border. Very close to the border, past Tucson, and we've all seen, I've seen people in Southern California talk about this, these towers popping up, and I'm going to go through a lot of information here to show you that these are definitely being thrown up, and as he stated here, not being used for the people. He also said in an email that when talking to these people on the ground, because this just went up here in 2016, this new one right here. When they showed up, he said that there was a trailer that looked very similar to the one that I had showed in the other video. And of course, these trees, they have a crew that constructs all these trees. Okay, you can see here also the different arrays that they use, all kinds of different arrays, and there's new ones. I'm going to leave links for this, like I said. And this ties into the aerostat blimps, as you're about to see as well. This whole system is connected together. And one thing that everyone needs to see here is the G-Ball system, which is going to take over those PSSGs that I just showed you. It says it right here. And this is due to take place in 2016. It says that these G-Ball systems will replace the persistent surveillance system, the PSSG, Increment 1 towers, okay, and will provide network integration and better mobility utilizing modular configurations. Now, the G-Boss will replace obsolete quick reaction capability QRC surveillance and force protection systems utilizing modular configurations. But as you can see here, it will work in part as an integrated network utilizing government-owned software. And to be easily operated and maintained and be rugged enough to support employment in any part of the world. They will have their own power source, as you just seen in his video. And the one that he just showed us in this video, it's behind the biggest wall I've ever seen one behind. And there's generators and power supplies on the other side of that wall, powering this fake tree. And you can see it's got its own meters and everything else. This got its own everything here. Now, let me go through a few more here. I want to show you exactly what's going on. Now that you know they're integrating this, the Stingray stuff, how they're obtaining all your information, the same type of technology can be woven into these apparatuses that are being put up in these fake trees. Now, companies, so you know, like Larson Camouflage, can give you these monopalms. They will do it. They will come out. You can see right here. They have different pictures. You can see what it looks like with the array, but once they get done covering it all up, you have not a clue what's going on. Most people wouldn't. So it doesn't have to have the big array sticking out up top like we've seen over here on this one. They can be different. And as you just seen, as I just showed you, they're integrating a new system into the fold now. Okay? And you have to take a look here at the IGSSR as well. This integrated ground security surveillance and response capability is a requirement to provide a layered approach to integrated sensors and systems of unmanned and automated fusion capabilities. Now, these are going to work in tandem in the end with the aerostats, with other things. And these, as you've seen in his video, when you've got people from all different networks, AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, T-Mobile, all in the area have been asked, and around this new tower, no one has better service. And he asked the guys on the ground, is this for the people or for the government? And that's when they were like, well, we really can't talk about it. You know, have a nice day. And pushed on. That's when they're all like, man, something more is going on here. If people talk about mind control, other people say it's conspiracy theory, but they can control a lot through these towers. And I mean a lot. They can, as you see here, they can be set up for a communication hub to military bases if the grid goes down. They're going to have their own generators built in behind these walls. And it's in proximity to many different military locations and installations in the area. So, at this point, I want to make it clear that people see, and I'm going to leave plenty of information in the description box and all this different stuff. You can see here, here's another shot. You can see, and do you see a huge wall built around it? You know, that's what shows you that that one there seems to definitely be military, especially when none of the cell phone companies are claiming it. And, I mean, the information goes on and on here. In Seattle, they put this out into the streets, you know, deployed this, and let everybody know. And it was with these things. Outdoor wireless mesh routers is what they want to call them. But it's more than that. These things, see if they've got a picture here on this one. They don't. You can catch them posted up on different towers and poles inside the city of Seattle. And it's interesting to note that they've removed the video here, but the story's still here, talking about what they've done here. They can track everyone anywhere in that city. If you've got a Wi-Fi connection on your phone, they're tracking you. And for those out there that still don't want to believe it, rogue cell phone towers that can intercept all of your data. One found in at least Chicago. This actually made it to the mainstream CBS local news, but it goes to show that these towers have been spotted all over the place, and specifically down here in the close to the border in the southwest of the U.S. You can see Seattle, Denver, which would be their new capital after a crisis, Dallas. You have down here close to the border in southern Texas, and then right up through here, and then, interestingly enough, one close to Cincinnati, it looks like here. And if I can figure out exactly where this one's at, I'm going to try to get footage of it myself, do some investigating, because if I can locate it, I'm going to try to get all the proof and evidence that I can on it. But this is what it's about, being aware of what they're doing here. These are going up all across the country. That's why I wanted to talk about this. When you have other people out there that live near the border that thankfully had seen some of the videos like this one that I put out before, and then they see this, and they're like, whoa. You know, they're like, something's going on here. And no one wants to talk about it. Everyone wants to be hush-hush. No one can explain exactly who's going to be utilizing this, although it's becoming rather obvious if you ask me. We're at a time here where you can almost feel it in the air. And for what it's worth, we've got to stay on top of all these things that we come across so people are aware. These towers can be used for many different things. They can be equipped, as you're going to read in many of these links, with facial recognition, with biometric equipment that can pick up you anywhere out there. It gets pretty crazy. And most of the mainstream is not going to talk about it. And most of the people out there in society are going to be like, oh, it's a cell phone tower. And it would be nice to see someone take a cell phone from each provider down here next to one of these things and prove it and show it right there. That would go a long ways. It needs to be done. It will be eventually. Here at some point, anyone that's in proximity to this, you want something to do, there's a good task. Try to prove exactly what these things are doing. Like I said, all the people on the ground down here asking questions that live here aren't getting any answers. And it's pretty obvious when you do the research, and we've already seen them tugging these things around. Towers are going up down in this area. So to let it be known they can use it, use these towers for multiple different reasons, do many different things. The communication aspect, yes, but obviously it's not being used for the locals. They have it set to different frequencies and everything else. And when you talk about that, you talk about controlling things. Many different levels. So make sure to subscribe to Pastor Steve's channel. Shout outs to everyone else out there fighting the good fight, keeping this information out there. Because as you can see here, it starts to disappear, even like the video here. But it's no secret. Companies are out here making a killing off of signing government contracts. I mean, hell, they're hitting whole cities like Seattle and lacing the whole city with this. And you can see, as they're explaining right here, you see those items right there? You'll find those on this page. But just a heads up there, guys. And don't be fooled. As you can see here, they've got some out there. You won't even see no antennas sticking out at all. There won't be no wall on the bottom, anything. And it's fake. And it gets even deeper than that when you go to this site. Because you'll see they've got elm trees, they've got towers, they've got cactus. And every single one of these are serving the same purpose. Straight up. This has been Dabu 7. Remember to read up on this, because this shows where it's going. The G-Ball systems are going to be taking over and replacing all these, integrated with these two as well. And get this while you can, because if you go back and you watch this original video that I have up here, and you follow the link down in the description, it's going to try to tell you it doesn't exist no more. And this is what they're going to do when they go and try to sweep away the info. I'm telling you now, happens all too often. And it's just another form of the censorship that they hit us with out here when trying to get the truth out. Shout outs once again here to Pastor Steve. See if we can get another look here real quick at this. They come even more disguised than that, guys. And that's the truth. This has been Dabu 7. Much love, y'all.